good day to you. Welcome to another program of From Word to Word, Robin Deodad here. Well, we're looking at another word dealing with the environment, and this series come to you with the compliments of the environmental management consultant CMC, Guyana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. The word we're looking at today is silviculture. When we were dealing with culture, we talked about agriculture and all these other forms of culture, flowers and gardens and so forth. Silviculture is significant because it has to do with wood or forestry, which is a big thing in Guyana. For those of you who need reminding, silvi is wood, culture is cultivation. Silviculture has to do with the growing and the tending of trees as a branch of forestry. I remember not too long ago we had a workshop in Mabaruma and a good discussion on replanting of trees after they had been harvested. That's what it's important, because in Guyana we want to keep basically the percentage of forest cover. So if we're going to reap, it doesn't ban us from logging. But if you're logging, then you have to replant so that in another 20 years or 30 years, the forest will fill out again. I said it was a good discussion, but because it ended up on the subject of silviculture, that people were complaining that whilst there was a lot of cutting down of trees, there wasn't a lot of replanting of trees, which is where silviculture comes in. The tending of trees, the growing and tending of trees as a branch of forestry. Silviculture as a word is interesting because it's a combination and origin. It's really a combination of S-I-L-V-A, silva, a wood, the wood meaning the woods, the forest, and culture meaning cultivation. Incidentally, the Latin word silva has given us a well-known word in the English language, the word savage. At first, savage as an adjective indicated an untamed quality. It didn't mean crude and uncivilized. It was just a state of nature. Then it started to mean wild, still later cruel, and then it was used to describe persons from primitive societies with the sense of uncivilized and barbarous, etc. In fact, all it meant was people who lived in the forest and living with nature. That's the way words actually change, and sometimes change for in a very negative way, like savage did. Anyhow, let's close with this quote from E.O. Wilson, who said, "Look closely at nature. Every species is a masterpiece, exquisitely adapted to the particular environment in which it has survived. We, who destroy or even diminish them, should consider whether we can regrow them." Yeah? Well, let's just remind you that the series of programs come to you with the compliments of the Environmental Management Consultants, EMC, Guyana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. That's it for today. Join us next time for another program of From Word to Word.